We've done about emergency work and temporary work and a lot of permanent work up to this point, about $8 million worth of work. And right now, we're in the process of completing a bunch of large projects, which will include 8 bridges that got washed out, 8 bridge replacements as a result of the hurricane. We had 3 large culverts that got ruined during the hurricane, and one large section of roadway, about 600-700 feet of roadway, got wiped out. So those are ongoing. Those are projects that are underway right now, and that's for a total of about $7.6 million. And some of those projects are, we have 2 bridges over in the town of Halcott in Greene County that we're replacing. We're replacing another one in Lexington, one in the town of Hunter, 2 actually, another one in Lexington. And then we have our road repair is in the town of Jewett, County Route 17 in the town of Jewett.
Was there one area of the county, one community or section of the county that took the hardest hit?
The area of the county that took the hardest hit was obviously the mountaintop took the brunt of the storm. And on the mountaintop, Lexington and the Prattsville-Windham area took the major hit.
What changes have been made since then? Have rivers or streams been altered so perhaps this would not happen again?
No, not really. No, we've had a lot of discussion has been going on with DEC, New York State DEC. And what happens is that most of the mountaintop area is in the New York City watershed. So we have a lot of discussion with the New York City DEP related to stream erosion and stream maintenance. And some of those issues haven't really been resolved yet.
Are there still some roads and bridges that are just not open to people? And if not, what are the detours?
We have one section of road that is not open. It's County Route 17 that we just opened the bids, and we're getting ready to award that contract to a contractor. When hopefully we can start construction on replacement construction of that next month in September, and we're expecting to be have it open to traffic, maybe just emergency traffic or some kind of traffic by the end of the year before the weather really turns bad on us. And then we have one bridge in the town of Jewett that we have not. It's like a seasonal road that we have not replaced yet. So the detour. It's actually a seasonal road. It's a weekend home on one side, the other. So it's not a big issue. It's not a through traffic road.
In all your years as a highway superintendent, did you ever think you'd see damage to this extent?
No. This was really an unprecedented event. There's really nobody alive in Greene County that's ever seen a storm of this magnitude. This was really. We have a lot of gauging stations on the creeks, on some of our bridges up the mountaintop, and this really topped all of the gauges. Really exceeded their limits. They the closest thing they could come to that this was a 500-year event, and so nobody ever expected or thought they'd ever see anything like this.